physiology. Levin can recall overhearing a pair of them sniping about him at the urinals during the conference where he presented his paper. The unspoken assumption was that he was somehow deriving an illicit thrill from calculating the ion concentrations of vaginal fluids, that people study sex because they are perverts, or at the very least, because they harbor an unseemly interest in the matter, which makes some people wary of sex researchers and other people extremely interested. People invariably draw all these conclusions about me, about why I'm studying this, says researcher Cindy Meston of the University of Texas at Austin. That Meston is blonde and beautiful compounds the problem. If you are sitting next to Cindy Meston on a plane and you ask her what she does, she will either lie to you or she will say, "I do psychophysiological research." She loses most of them there. If they persist, I say something like, "Well, we use various visual and auditory stimuli to look at autonomic nervous system reactivity in various contexts." That usually does the trick. Even when a researcher carefully explains a sex-related project, its purpose, and its value, people may still suspect he or she is a perv. Last